politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. While I wrap up my two-day work week here on Friday, we thank Rob Center for taking care of Sunrise all week and Matt Cotrillo over in the newsroom. He says traffic-wise, we're doing fine around here. And no particular towns you need to avoid so far this morning. In the studio with us now, Sandy Field is back. She's chair of the Susquehanna Valley, the Central Susquehanna Valley chapter of the Climate Reality Project. So welcome back. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I do appreciate these updates. This is, I guess, the third time we've met this fall, and each time we've learned about some action items, but I've also managed to ask, sort of the practical, what can we do? And so we're going to have a what you can do today topic coming up here in a moment. Sarah Wokely is back as well, recent Bucknell University graduate, probably the smartest student in your class, I'll bet, or pretty darn close, right?
I mean, I don't know about that.
You did well, I'm sure about it. We're looking at Dean's List, no argument about that, I'm sure. So, but she is back, and she's been a real activist in our area, active in the Sunrise group that is trying to make sure that climate's brought up, talked about, crisis emphasized, responses, actions, and deeds definitely taken, and that it's kept top of the mind. So welcome back. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate you coming back. Sandy, we have another climate strike today. Now, we'll remember in September, you started on the Bucknell campus. I'm going to say Malasarty Quad if I have a bad brain that remembers that. Marched to Hoofnagle Park and lots of rally. Hundreds of people were there. I was glad to say that I was there to cover it and record some of that. And so what happens today now with another climate strike?
Right. So we did have hundreds of people. We had over 600 people at our climate strike in September. It was tremendous turnout, and we were really pleased with the momentum that we started to build then. And this strike is just to continue that momentum and to also express some gratitude for the actions that people have taken since then, and the way that people have stepped up and started to get to be part of the organization. So at that time in September, we asked both Lewisburg Borough and Bucknell to take some kind of tangible action towards sustainability, toward climate action. And both of them have taken steps toward that. And so that's where our gratitude comes in. We've formed a coalition of people who are working with Lewisburg Borough, community members, Bucknell students, and also Borough Council members working toward how they're going to form a sustainability plan. And also with Bucknell, we asked, we made three asks of them. One of them was reforestation, one was divestment from fossil fuel investments, and the third was to think about how to retire their natural gas cogeneration plant, which does have a significant carbon footprint. And so they took the first step of choosing the reforestation plan as their action for that strike, and they've made significant progress on that. And so they've got a plan, they've got some artistic renderings that they've already made, and that's where we're going to be meeting, is the lawn that they're going to reforest. And so we're expressing our gratitude to Bucknell, but we're also saying, you know, we're still interested in moving forward on these other things that we asked for, and we want to build community here at both at Bucknell and in Lewisburg and the wider community to get people engaged in taking climate action.
Wow, very comprehensive. Sarah, we wish to elaborate on that. One of the things you talk about is response and action, which definitely Sandy alluded to, but the kind of actions we can all take and look at, and that's what's one of the things that you can and will talk about.
So, yeah, just a reminder, Sunrise is a youth-led movement, so we're building an army of young people to stop climate change and create millions of good jobs in the process. So our goal with this climate strike was intentionality. Like, we wanted, everything we did was very well thought out, so we have a lot of unique actions planned. So today we're doing what we're calling Caroling for Climate Action. And like Sandy said, we're trying to build people power. Like, we're building community. We want people to come together. We can't stop climate change alone, and we need everyone, all people from all walks of life, to be doing this with us. And history shows us that when people rise up in true democratic fashion, things change. So these actions, these unique actions especially, singing is a huge part of Sunrise's culture. So it unites us in different times, whether they're trying times or celebratory. And what's great about Sunrise and the songs that we sing, and the songs we'll be singing today, is that many of them are passed down to us from previous social justice movements, from union songs to civil rights, and some more recent ones like things like Standing Rock. So it's really important to Sunrise that we honor these songs and their histories, and that when we teach them and share them with others, that we let people know like what they're standing in and what we're singing about, and the struggles that were before us. So yeah, this is definitely intentional. We're going for quality over quantity
today.
We'll
make sure that's concentrated and not necessarily a lot of chanting, although chanting a carol certainly sounds like a wonderful thing to to hear. I hope I do hear it at some point, hear some recordings of it. So this Sunrise group, how do you find out about the organization? How can an individual join? Can anybody join? Tell me more about that.
Okay, so like I said, Sunrise is a youth-led movement. So this is, it's pretty incredible because there are children in middle school, there are, you know, teenagers in high school, and it's a lot of college students, but it's also non-students as well. So, Sunrise has this thing where it's like over 35 are considered young at heart. So they're people who come to the movement and help us in other ways, but they're not like at the forefront of the actions and things like that. So we take support and we welcome everyone in. But we ask people to honor that, like, we're here and we're worried about our future. Like, this is our generation's biggest concern. So if you want to get involved, our local chapter, like I said, we're called Green New Deal Lewisburg. So you can come to our meetings. If you follow us on social media, you can look for GNDL Lewisburg. Well, the L is in Lewisburg, so GND Lewisburg, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. And if you are not from the area, or if you have family members elsewhere, you can tell them to just give Sunrise Movement a Google, and they have tons of things you can follow and ways to get involved. Sunrise, what's cool about it is they kind of champion the fact that it takes like 2-3 people to start something, to plan an action, and that's very true for us. I think it started with like 3 or 4 of us planning the last strike, and now we have a hub of like 30 people, so.
And Susquehanna Valley Chapter of Climate Reality Project, elaborate on them, please, if you would, Sandy.
Sure, yeah. We are a local chapter of a global organization, the Climate Reality Project, and we work in the area to give presentations about the urgency of taking of the climate crisis and the urgency of taking action. We do tabling events. We support other groups, like we are with this movement supporting the strike today. And I just want to say the details of the strike today. We're starting at 10 a.m. On Bucknell's campus. We'll be gathering on the lawn in front of the Elaine Langone Center. And we'll be marching around campus, and then there'll be also folks will be invited after we finish our tour of campus with what we'll be doing, singing and chanting, as you mentioned. We'll be inviting folks downtown to have hot chocolate and to continue with the caroling if they're interested.
Yeah.
So we're hoping, as Sarah said, to bring in the whole community and invite everyone to join us and to recognize that we all need to take action together.
Yeah, and just I want to emphasize, like, this isn't, you don't have to be like a Bucknell affiliated in any way. This is, it's not just about Bucknell. It's not just about Lewisburg. It's not just about Pennsylvania. It's not just about our country. It's about everybody, like, being a citizen of the world. So if you come out with us today, you know, hopefully you can take that back to where you live.
No, citizen of the world. That's very comprehensive. So you're catching everybody there.
Yeah. The other thing I want to add too is that part of today's actions are storytelling. So one of Sunrise's 11 principles is that we tell our stories and we honor each other's stories. So we all have something to lose to climate change and something to gain in coming together. So along the route, we'll have different students sharing their stories about how they or their loved ones have been impacted already by climate change. So that kind of goes back to the intentionality and building community and coming together for something that's very meaningful.
Bring some students and yourself back next month, and we'll hear some of these stories. I'd love to get them. We'll do it in 20-minute segments, so I hope that works out. Well, believe it or don't, our 10 minutes goes by so fast. There's so much more to say about this, including action and to address the skeptics that I can see are sending us notes here, you know, so saying that the girls are back talking about the hoax. So now you have it. So just so you know. But in any event, wrap us up with a closing statement from each of you, please. We'll start with Sandy.
So I just like to say that this strike is part of a global effort. There's strikes going on all over the world today. They started last Friday on Black Friday, and they've gone through the week. There's been people, hundreds of thousands of people striking all over the world, and we're just a part of that, a small part of that, and when we're glad to be here.
All right, Sarah.
I just want to say that I don't think we're here to argue if climate change is real or not. I think we're just like, we believe and know that climate change is real. So for us, I think if you don't want to believe it, I think you can't deny the fact that the interconnection of humans together and to the earth, and that everything we do impacts the earth. You can look at the list of animals that are becoming extinct. You can look at soil erosion and the deterioration of the quality of soil health. There's so many things that you can look at to know that regardless if you believe in climate change, humans are destroying the environment and the earth. So, yeah.
More information on the Climate Reality Project comes from where?
ClimateRealityProject.org.
All right, well, that's simple enough. And you can find out more about this. The regional Sunrise group that's formed in Lewisburg. Sandy Field is chair of the Susquehanna Valley chapter of the Climate Reality Project. Sarah Wokley is, do you have a title with the Sunrise group?
Yeah, I'm actually one of two hub coordinators.
All right, one of the hub coordinators.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, so you've been a doer all along, so no surprise you still
Thank
are.
You.
So congratulations. Sandy Field and Sarah Wokley back on WKOK.